Freely Happen Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show today. It's Thursday, April 3rd, 2014. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. A lot's going on right now. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, his hand hovering over that telephone handset, waiting to swoop down and answer it as soon as you call in with your comments and questions and observations. Obviously, big news story broke late yesterday. There's been another shooting at Fort Hood, and I don't think I've ever seen the corporate media embarrass itself so quickly as they did, because as soon as the word of the shooting came out, they were just putting out this story of this Muslim, this ex-army recruit Muslim who was plotting a Fort Hood jihad, and they were saying, oh, he's the shooter, he's out there. And then, of course, it was reported the actual shooter was dead. And the story mutated into, well, there were two shooters and they got one, but the one who escaped is the Muslim who was planning jihad. And of course, that story has basically been Orwellized from the corporate media today, because it turns out the shooter was a returned Iraq veteran. And his name was Ivan Lopez. He was an Iraq veteran. He did not serve in combat. Was in a support role, so he wasn't in combat conditions, had come back to the United States of America. Now, he has no prior history of violence or suicidal tendencies, but they're now confirming that he was, as of about a month ago, put on prescription antidepressants. One of the medications they've confirmed is Ambien, and if you go over to SSRIstories.com, you will see that Ambien is involved in a lot of otherwise inexplicable violence and suicide among people. So this is a major, major problem out here. And, of course, the corporate media has egg on their face today for pushing that whole Muslim link as hard as they could here. Over at CNN, Piers Morgan once again saying, it's the guns. It's the guns' fault. We've got to take the guns away from the veterans who aren't authorized to use them. And as a matter of fact, there is a Clinton executive order which bans personnel on military bases from carrying guns unless it is their assigned duty. You don't need a gun on a military base. The military police will protect you, which obviously didn't happen at either this or the previous Fort Hood shooting. Now, these are all people who are expertly trained in the use of firearms. I agree with those who say, yeah, if you're on a military base and you're trained to use weapons, you should be allowed to carry a sidearm. And, you know, they're really pushing. They're still trying to find some way to link this to Muslims. Fox News was out there, I'm not kidding you, with the story that Lopez bought his gun at the same store that Major Nidal Hassan bought his gun from. Oh, there's the link to the evil Muslim. See, he used the same gun store. And they even went so far as to point out that the doctor treating the victims from yesterday's shooting was the same doctor who treated the victims of Major Nidal Hassan. See, there's a linkage there. They're still trying to find some way to spin this to make it somehow about the evil Muslims. But officially, there's no link to terrorism. And there's no prior sign of any violent or suicidal tendencies in this guy, but they put him on these psychiatric medicines 1 month ago, and all of a sudden, boom, he's out there. Now, this is an issue for me, and I've made it an issue all along, because many, many, many years ago, when I was going through the breakup of my first marriage, and I was seeing my doctor about a completely unrelated issue, and she said, how are you handling, you know, your marital troubles? And I said, well, it's hard for a man to have things like this happen remain entirely cheerful. So she wrote me a prescription for prescription antidepressants. And for 3 weeks, I felt great. I was happy. I was fun to be with. And then the fourth week, I had this incredible crash. And the only way I got through it was I just kept saying, it's the chemicals, it's the chemicals, it's the chemicals, and I absolutely will not touch those medications anymore. And by the way, I'm rather relieved to see that more of the corporate media are starting to look at this issue. In fact, during the press conference they had at Fort Hood, one of the reporters said, what prescription antidepressants was this guy on? So they're starting to ask the valid question. These are dangerous medications. Very, very dangerous medications out there. And we have here another shooting whose only cause seems to be the link to medication. Even Drudge has it up on his website. Yeah, it's another case of a link between prescription antidepressants and acts of extreme violence. So, little frightening statistic. Remember a while back we had this Iraq veteran call into the show who said that over in the war zone, to deal with all these kids who signed up for the army thinking they were protecting America from terror and everything, and all of a sudden they realize they're just there to conquer other countries and steal their wealth. And to deal with that, they're handing out SSRIs like they're M&Ms over there. And according to a story that was over in IngeniousPress.com, 1/3 of U.S. troops are on these medications. And they come home, and they're highly addictive. They continue on these medications. And unfortunately, remember, police departments like to recruit from returning military veterans, which may explain why a disproportionate percentage of the police forces are also on these dangerous medications. And remember, these it's all about the sales. It's all about the money. A story over at Waking Times, where one of the world's leading pediatric neuroscientists, Dr. Bruce D. Perry, basically came out and confirmed attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is not a real disease. It was made up out of thin air to sell pills. The guy who came up with that term, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, shortly before he passed away, went public and said, it's not real. We just made it up. The pharmaceutical company's new business model is to find ways to sell medications to perfectly healthy people, so we invented diseases for them. They had that diagnostic psychiatric manual, and they took every normal human behavior, declared it to be a disease for which there was a pill that could be prescribed. All right, we're going to start grabbing some phone calls here because the phone lines are loading up. Chip in North Carolina, aloha. Chip, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, that's a very odd phone call. Let's switch over to, I'm not even sure how to pronounce this, and I'm going to apologize up front, Nosusim from the Netherlands. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I want to say exactly what you say about the psychotropic drugs and so on and so on. We had another shooting. We had another drama. I call it drama. I call it a cover-up. You know why? Because America is so deep in trouble. You don't want to know.
Well, actually,
these guys that went in Afghanistan, in Iraq, they went over and over and over again, and then they are coming back. Well, normal people, when I say the term normal, there's nothing normal about it, because normal people think they are still living in a la-la land. You know what la-la land is?
Yes, I do. We've got 1 minute before the commercial break, if you could sum up.
Very good. Okay. So, when does the commercial break come up?
45 seconds.
How much minutes?
45 seconds, three-quarters of a minute.
Okay. Then you go first. You talk further, and then I talk after the commercial break.
Well, I was kind of hoping we could sort of finish this call because there's a lot of people waiting to go on the air.
I know. I want to do... Okay. Then I'll do this very quick.
I'll bring you back. I'll bring you back after the commercial break, okay?
Okay.
And, all right. And but you've still got 15, 20 seconds here to make a point.
It's okay.
Okay, that's all right. Okay, well, we've got three callers on the line. We're going to come back to all of them after this next commercial break here. We're going to be talking about the new aftershock down in Chile, assurances that we have nothing to worry about further seismicity along the Ring of Fire, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
To panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Yet the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to Nosusim. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, in the Netherlands. And you wanted to talk about the absolute fraud of these U.S. incursions into Iraq and Afghanistan and soon to be Syria and Iran and who knows where all else.
Okay. First of all, I will tell you there is not going to be a World War III. That's the
I
first
hope
thing
you are correct.
I am correct. I am correct.
Okay,
I studied.
Well, I can relax.
You can.
I'll shut down the
you
website
can.
And cancel.
Listen
radio.
To me. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
Relax. You are so hyped, man. First of all, I want to say to you, yes, they can't. You know why they can't? Because they are schachmat. Yeah, checkmate.
Yes.
Ich bin auch Deutsch. I'm German also. I can speak German, I can speak English, and I can speak Nederlands. Yes? Okay. What I want to talk about, it's not about war. I want to donate. And this is not, I'm not some buy. Nobody bought me. I want to say one thing to Mike. Mike.
Yes.
I'm happy that you are back.
Yes.
And, say hello to Claire. Because, myself, I am also an audio engineer. Okay. Now, here we go. I want to say to you that I'm going to put 50 euros. You know what euros are?
Yes, I know what a euro is.
Okay. I'm going to put 50 euros in an envelope then I'm going to put a code by it with an attached note, you know, inside the envelope. The note says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send it to you, Mike.
Okay.
I'm going to send to you the 50 euros with the note. The only thing I want from you is a reply. It's a reply.
If there's a return address, I always reply to my paper mail.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to send it to your paper mail. Then you see the code. The only code you have to send me, yes, you can choose paper mail or email.
Okay.
That's your choice. And then reverse. This is just a simple thing. Listen, I'm going to send you 50 euros in an envelope with a note in it with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you going to send me or an email or a note back with the reverse number.
Yeah, I will do that.
You have received it. That's it.
I will do
you
that.
You understand? Do you understand?
I understand.
Okay, man. Hey, keep it up.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your generous support of our work. We're going to switch over to Chip, and I already lost the city off the top of the text window. Chip, are you there?
I am here.
All righty. Great. We got you back online here. What's on your mind today?
Well, that man can send me the euros. That's all right. But I agree with him. I think World War III won't happen in a conventional sense. It will be a financial war, and I think it's starting. I'm not quite sure with the links to Russia and Iran, but I know Syria, Russia's got a base there. Russia's got a base in Ukraine, and I think that's why they're just trying to lock them in. I think it's a financial war, and I'd be curious to see what you think. What are the government's powers once a war is declared? What can they do financially that they can't do in a normal business environment? I got one thing to add real quick, and I'll hang up and I'll let you respond. The Fort Hood shooter. Well, 2 days before, they were looking for him. The FBI was on it. What the heck?
They were looking for a different guy. They were looking for a different guy entirely. They tried initially to say that ex-recruit, the one who'd been kicked out for having fanatical ideas, they were initially reporting he was the shooter, but it turned out completely different guy.
That's a little coincidental within a couple of days.
The guy the FBI is after, he sounds like he's a plant. He sounds like he's one of these undercover informants. Like they were trying to recruit the Sarnaev brothers, to go around talking radical and jihad and everything, so the media will report on the domestic terrorist threat, but they're actually working for the U.S. government. Now, with regard to the war, you need to understand that every single war in history is entered into by leaders convinced they're going to win and ignoring the voices in their country saying, we can't really do this. So I disagree with the idea that we're not going to get into World War III. We're already into it. The U.S. has already invaded or bombed 17 countries so far on two different continents. So technically, it's already a world war. The U.S., I think it's more accurate to say that the U.S. can't win World War III, but it does look like they're intent on starting it. And again, going back and looking at their reaction to the ultimate disaster of Obamacare, where they're refusing to admit that there's a problem, they're refusing to admit they're wrong, they're refusing to change course on it, and if they have that same mental attitude about the war agenda, what it tells us is it doesn't matter how bad it gets or how badly we're being defeated, the government, rather than refuse error and mistake, will see it through until its ultimate destruction of the United States of America. And because the U.S. can't win conventionally, it will go nuclear. We know that starting in the Bush administration, a lot of money was being spent to upgrade and modernize America's nuclear arsenal. They're polishing up the nukes to use them. Okay?
Yeah. But I just personally cannot foresee for my own kids that I can even think about a nuclear war. But I think, with the government knowing that financially, we're in trouble instigating this, the Ukraine issue just in itself, you know what the reaction is going to be from Russia. If you're going to do that first checker or that first piece of chess, you know what the return move is going to be. And it's just got to be coming to the financial issue.
Well, it is the financial issue. The U.S. is trying to use the threat of military force to keep the world using the dollar for the reserve and trade currency around the globe, which the U.S. gets a piece of the action off of all that. The world is turning away from it. They don't want to just be looted by the U.S. banking system any longer. And they're breaking away from the dollar faster than the U.S. can conquer them. And I think basically the U.S. has decided to stop picking off the small nations piecemeal and go right to the heart of the problem, which is China with its gold-backed yuan and Russia with its gold-backed ruble and its state-controlled central bank. And it's a very, very dangerous gamble, but that appears to be the direction they're heading. Okay?
Yeah. We can't be beat militarily, but we can beat financially.
We can't win financially. I mean, all these sanctions against Russia, they're already causing more harm in the West than they are in Russia. And that's why this economic war will devolve into a real bloody war. And it's pretty obvious, I think, to anybody who's not on a federal government paycheck and not trying to protect that paycheck by telling the leaders what they want to hear. I think it's pretty obvious this is a bad path for the United States to be on. And I'm going to do everything I can to try and derail this rush to World War III, mostly because the U.S. is going to lose it, and mostly because it's going to turn into a nuclear conflict. We got to take a break. Oh, no, actually, I got another minute here going. Anything else you want to say, Chip, real quick?
I appreciate your time spent on this program, and I'm a supporter, and keep it up, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the very, very kind words. Yeah, again, we need to learn a lesson about how the federal government's mindset works just looking at Obamacare or looking at the global warming hysteria. Even with several record-setting winters in a row, they are unable to admit they were wrong and reverse course. If they take that same mindset into the promotion of war, we're in big trouble. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors with another phone call.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the mic when you open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh. Just really have the radio. Just really have the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to take another phone call. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, a couple of weeks ago, I talked to you online just when Dianne Feinstein had gone on record for saying how angry she was for being spied on her computer. And I told you I'd send her an email, and you said, well, that probably was the wrong thing to do. I should send her actual paper mail. But I actually just received an email from Dianne Feinstein. It looks to be original. It's her. And so I wanted to forward that to you so you could share this letter with her explanation, which has holes all through it. But I'd like to share that with you. And so if you look at your email here in the next 5 minutes, it'll be there for you.
Okay, I will keep an eye out for that. Thanks an awful lot.
All right, Michael. Bye.
All right. Generally, the reason I say send paper mail is email to members of Congress tends to be filtered. Especially if you're outside their state or their district. And what they do is they scan the email for certain buzzwords where an automated response will be sent, which this may or may not be. It's very rare to get a personalized email from a member of the government. But paper mail, somebody has to open, a human being has to open and read it. Same thing with the fax, same thing with the phone call. Unfortunately, at this point, the government just isn't listening to the people anymore. And that ridiculous Supreme Court decision earlier in the week has basically disenfranchised Americans from the political process completely. The reason there were limits to campaign donations was to make sure all Americans had an equal voice in the election process. Whether you were rich or poor, you only were allowed to give a limited amount of candidate had to go out and woo the public. And he had to get hundreds of thousands of people to donate, which would demonstrate that this politician really did have the support of the population to seek office. That's now all gone. Politicians don't have to come out and talk to ordinary people anymore. They can ignore you completely. They just show up at these confabs like the one they just had in Las Vegas with Sheldon Adelson and just get a couple of big checks from a couple of big supporters. And then, of course, their entire term in office, they're going to be writing the laws to benefit those big money supporters. It's become, courtesy of the United States Supreme Court, It's become a government of the money junkies, by the money junkies, and for the money junkies. And that is not what America is supposed to be. Absolutely. All right. Getting on down to Chile, as you know, they're having major, major aftershocks. They had a 7.4 last night that was actually onshore. The original 8.2 quake was well out to sea, but there's aftershocks all over the region. They're just really having to deal with a lot of that. And there's a lot of concern that this may have wider repercussions along the eastern edge of the Ring of Fire, especially because just across the border in Peru, there was a volcano that has been dormant for 40 years that has now come to life, prompting evacuations from around the base of it. So it seems a little too much of a coincidence that just one day after the big 8.2 shock, this volcano that's been dormant for 40 years comes back to life. But fear not, because there's a story over at the Daily Sheeple where scientists are saying absolutely the recent earthquakes on the Ring of Fire, they're not related. The plate isn't coming to... There's nothing to worry about more quakes coming, although CNN was just going on about this could be the big one, the quake they had in Los Angeles could signal the big one, and they're just out there fear-mongering like crazy trying to boost their ratings. And, of course, these are the same scientists who insist that the snow is a thing of the past, that radiation from Fukushima is perfectly harmless, that it's safe to eat the Gulf of Mexico seafood, you know, and that, you know, all this global warming is really all your fault. Same group here, bought and paid for scientists. The reality is that, again, going back to the monster quake that hit Japan 3 years ago, we have seen an increase in seismicity traveling along the edges of the Pacific Ocean tectonic plate. North and south from Japan, then we saw increased seismicity across the borders with the Arctics, both of them, and now it's coming on over to the eastern edge of that Pacific plate. And if you are living along the west coast of the Americas, now might be a good time to make sure that your earthquake kit is up to date. Make sure the batteries are fresh. Make sure that, you know, you go with your family for your plans, your evacuation plan, where you're going to meet. I think it would be a good time to basically update all of that stuff here. Now, here's a story, and normally I don't cover celebrity news, but this one kind of got to me. There is this celebrity chef, Nigella Lawson. Used to do a TV show, Nigella Bites. She's very pleasant to look at. And what was notable about her cooking show is they shot it on film and edited it, as opposed to just doing it on video, which struck me as kind of an odd situation. Apparently, she was flying to the U.S. because she's involved in a cooking show over here, and she was barred from the U.S. flight because last year, in a court hearing on some other matter, she admitted that in her youth, she had tried cocaine and marijuana. Now, she was not charged on any drug offenses, not arrested. It was in conversation. And somehow this admission in this court case made it into the U.S. government's database, and on the basis of a prior admission of illegal drug use, she was refused boarding on this U.S. flight. At the same time that thousands of Mexicans carrying illegal drugs into the United States across the border cannot be stopped and are now being promised amnesty. Remember that big story from last week about how 68,000 known convicted criminals among the illegal immigrant population were just given a free pass, no deportation. INS knew where they were, knew who they were, knew what they had done, and just said, "Yeah, we don't have enough people to fill out the paperwork." And Nigella Lawson gets blocked. And by the way, if you read the European media on this story, this is making the United States government look even more like the rear end of a horse. I mean, the comments that are on these articles that allow comments are just excoriating the United States for this. And it's another example of U.S. hypocrisy. They're going to keep Nigella off the plane because when she was young, she experimented with cocaine and marijuana. She's not an addict. She doesn't have a problem with it. She just tried it once. At the same time, the United States is flying cargo planes of heroin out of Afghanistan into the United States of America. And so this is another case of this double standard hypocrisy coming back to bite the United States of America. Nobody agrees with what the U.S. government did. I don't agree with it. I mean, if people are honest, if you start blocking anybody who experimented or tried illegal drugs in college from transportation, the entire transportation industry would collapse. That's the reality. Now, getting over to the Ukraine, I'll bet you thought we forgot about that, but no, we hadn't. Congress is giving the Ukraine over $1 billion of your tax dollars, which Ukraine is going to turn around immediately and hand back to the IMF to try and deal with some of its skyrocketing debt. Now, another way that the U.S. tax dollars have been pouring into the Ukraine to support the coup d'etat government installed by force, over and above the fact that the U.S. spent $5 billion to oust that government. That's your money they're spending over there. You know, Detroit can go pound rust, our schools can fall apart, the roads can crumble. Your tax money is going to overthrow the elected government of other countries. Part of the aid that the U.S. sent was food aid. The U.S. sent 300,000 food rations to the Ukrainian army, which are already for sale on the black market. They get it for free, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer dollar. Apparently, they don't actually need it. They're putting it out on websites, a dollar a meal on the web. It's all money and it's all corruption here. We've got the NATO commander who's out there still saying there are 40,000 troops Russia has within striking distance of Ukraine. They're poised to attack on 12 hours' notice and could accomplish their objective within 3 to 5 days. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Now, remember, NBC News sent a reporter and a camera crew along the Russian-Ukraine border on the Russian side. They were allowed into Russia to drive up the border. They didn't see anything at all. But you need to understand, NATO, and indeed all of the military, they have a vested financial interest in pushing this story. If there's a threat, they get more of your money. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state can...
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
Now, President Dwight D. Eisenhower, in his farewell address, made a point of issuing a warning to the American people to be on guard against the inappropriate acquisition of power and influence by what he called the military-industrial complex. In other words, warning that defense contractors, if they acquired too much money and used that money to buy too much influence in Washington, D.C., would turn us into a permanent arms manufacturing and employing warmongering nation. And he was absolutely correct. Now, Eisenhower knew war, unlike our current leaders, the vast majority of whom have never actually served in combat. Eisenhower was the supreme Allied commander for the war in Europe. He saw war firsthand, saw what it did to the country, saw what it did to the people. And considering his military background, when he became president, he was very opposed to war. He was very opposed to the increasing power and influence of the Department of Defense and the military contractors. And time and again, he spoke against it. One of his famous speeches is the Cross of Iron speech. Probably, I'll make a point of posting it to the website during the top of the hour break. And we're seeing it today. When you see the commander of NATO or the chiefs out there screaming about the Russian threat, there is no Russian threat. These guys have a vested financial motive to sell you the idea that Russia is a danger to us all. We've been through this before with the original Cold War, because it will mean more money coming into their budgets, which will mean more power and influence, more toys, more ribbons, more medals, more gold things on the wall. These people who are out there screaming about the threat from Russia and pushing for confrontation are not doing so out of a sense of what is best for the entire nation of the United States of America, but only their own personal enrichment and empowerment. And you need to remember that. They're driven by the money motive. I know I've mentioned this many, many times before, but I'm going to mention it again. There's a very funny book and a very funny movie called The Pentagon Wars. The movie was directed by Richard Benjamin. And it is based on the true story of the corruption and padding and just outright nonsense regarding the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. And it is a true story. I need to emphasize it. I especially like the part about the sheep. And it just shows it is nothing but a machine to take money out of your pocket and just spread around among the cronies in the military-industrial complex. And we're seeing the military-industrial complex, which has been on lean time since the collapse of the Soviet Union. Now they want to get a new Cold War going again. So they can take most of your money and spend it on themselves and their toys. And they're not very good toys. I mean, the recent record of U.S. weapons development is shameful. So all these people pushing for war are doing so out of personal greed and ambition, and not what is best for the nation and the world. Now, we're getting this story. The U.S. Navy is sending another destroyer to the Black Sea to support Ukraine. And they're making a big deal about this. It's an Arleigh Burke guided missile destroyer. And they're saying they're sending it as a symbolic gesture of support for Ukraine and other allies in the region. Well, there really isn't a lot for that ship to do there other than be seen sailing around here, which makes me kind of wonder, are we being set up for another USS Maine type fraud? Because while legally, under the Montrose Agreement, submarines are not allowed to transit the Bosphorus, we know that the Bosphorus is under the control of Turkey, which is under the control of Erdogan, who is a U.S. puppet. And it would be very trivial for either Israel or the United States to sneak a submarine into the Black Sea and flip off either a torpedo or a cruise missile at that U.S. destroyer and say, oh my goodness, we have been attacked by Russia. Because that's how McKinley got the Spanish-American War going. USS Maine blew up in Havana Harbor. They said it was a Spanish mine, and we went off to war, and a lot of people got killed. And then years later, Admiral Hyman G. Rickover, the father of the United States nuclear navy, led an investigation. They put a cofferdam around the remains of the USS Maine and drained it, went down and looked, and they discovered that Captain Sigsbee of the Maine had been correct in his initial report that it was an onboard fire that touched off an ammunition magazine that sank the ship. But the U.S. government and the U.S. media say, oh, it's a Spanish mine, we've been attacked by Spain, and they're off and running. And we know right now there is virtually no public support for any more war in the United States outside of people in that military-industrial complex who are looking at the zeros lining up there on their paychecks and dividend statements. They all want war. They don't care how many of other people's children have to die in it. They're going to make money. We're going to be rich making things that kill people. And I can guarantee you, I don't know what it's going to be. There's going to be, they're planning a false flag of some kind. There are a lot of top brains sitting there inside the administration trying to think, what can we do that will revive America's lust for war? Remember what Bill Kristol wrote in the Weekly Standard a couple of weeks ago, just absolutely wringing his hands over the fact that America was war weary. I mean, it's only been 13 years of bloodshed. How can you be tired? And calling for a rallying of the American people back to the war agenda. And he made this weird comment inside saying the transformation could happen overnight. Well, the only way you get an overnight transformation like that is with some large, bloody, smoky event. And so I know they're planning one. Hopefully we can discourage them from carrying it out by creating a public climate where they understand that's what we're expecting them to do. But they are desperate. They've gone too far along this agenda for the Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. And as we see from Obamacare and global warming, this is not a government willing to admit error and reverse its policy. So they're going to keep going. And they're going to do everything it takes to try and get the support of the American people to throw more money and more of our children onto the designated invasion target. They're already trying to frame Saudi Arabia for 9/11 now. They've apparently made the list of special high-interest targets. We're going to grab a phone call here. Marcus in Georgia. Aloha, Marcus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thanks. Good evening. I'm just calling because I'm doing my daily reading, and I'm finding out that Al Gore ready to bring out a sequel to Inconvenient Truth. Okay. I mean, that's I'm just shocked. It's unbelievable. These guys, they don't give up.
No, they don't.
They do not give up.
They don't. They think if they just spend enough money and they get enough TV shows to support the idea that they just keep repeating the lie over and over and over again, that people will come to believe it. And in the 1950s and 1960s, that would work. But in the age of the internet, no, it doesn't. MSNBC just had a poll asking if people thought climate change was a threat to their life and well-being. 85% came back and said, no, it isn't. We ran the same poll at whatreallyhappened.com. 99% came back and said, no, it isn't. So they're blowing a lot of money trying to sell this whole thing because they're desperate for carbon taxes. Al Gore wants to sell you carbon credits. They want to sell you submission to a global environmental authority to tell you how you can live your life. And that's what the real agenda is. And yes, they're going to go on pushing this thing, even with all of these record-setting winters in a row ever since they declared snowfalls were a thing of the past. They're still pushing this stuff.
It's amazing because the spin that they have on it, they're saying that it's unbelievable that people still doesn't believe that there's global warming. All you have to do is look at Hurricane Katrina and other incidents, and it's proof that global warming exists. But if you look in the comment section, nobody's going along with it.
Nobody's going along. Well, you know something? The carbon Nazis like to say that warm weather causes violent storms. That's not true. It is a temperature differential between the ground and the upper atmosphere that causes the storms. And you can get violent storms just as much from upper atmosphere cooling as from ground warming. And the proof is in the gas giant planets in the outer solar system, which have storms the size of our entire planet at hundreds of degrees below zero. Okay?
I think I remember you mentioning the movie Day After Tomorrow. I think you said that you had something to do with the CGI.
Yeah, and I got into all kinds of arguments with the director and the producer over the bad science in there. We have to take a break for our top of the hour information and commercials. Marcus, thank you for the phone call. We'll be back with more phone calls after this brief interval.